A volatile start for the year's first tech IPO. Cybersecurity firm SecureWorks dropped over 4% in the minutes after its Nasdaq debut Friday before clawing back those losses and turning positive. The Dell spinoff had already priced below its expected IPO range at $14. Reuters reporter Heather Somerville in San Francisco.
The cybersecurity industry has been under increased scrutiny because a lot of the companies have shown they have technology that doesn't work. It doesn't keep up with the hackers. A lot of it is more features and not real solutions to attacks. In terms of SecureWorks, there's a lot of concern about the company's financials. It's losing money faster than it's making revenue, which is generally not a good sign.
Cybersecurity companies have taken a hit after a spate of high-profile hackings in the last year. FireEye, which saw its value more than quadruple in the months after its 2013 IPO, is now trading below its offering price. In addition, market jitters and fluctuations in broader technology stocks have kept investors skittish about the sector. Tech investors were hoping SecureWorks would turn things around.
I really don't think it breaks the ice. It's nice that somebody has gotten out there, even though it wasn't necessarily a gangbuster start. But this is really an oddball company. It's owned by Dell. It's not a VC-backed company. It's not that big-name unicorn tech company that everybody wanted to see get out successfully. So it really isn't a barometer for how this year is going to shape up in the IPO market.
Several other security companies like Optiv Security and Blue Coat Systems remain on deck for an IPO for now.